name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One day, St. Gabriel Pacenti, speaking with a shepherd, he entrusted him, according to his custom, to think of the Virgin Mary and pray many Hail Marys to her. The grace and suggestion of the saint was so great that the shepherd was moved and decided to practice what was recommended. Indeed, after quite a few hours, they met again that same day, and St. Gabriel ran to ask him how many Hail Marys he had prayed. "About 10," replied the shepherd. "How few?" replied the saint, not being satisfied. In a few days, the meeting was repeated, and St. Gabriel reiterated what he stated the other day. "I have to think about my cattle," replied the shepherd, "and my head is not for so many prayers. But is it so difficult for you to pray a Hail Mary? Don't you know how much good the Virgin Mary can do to you?" The shepherd, moved by St. Gabriel, promised to pray a lot to the Virgin Mary. Indeed, that day he prayed 20 Hail Marys. He was not long in meeting the saint again, who asked him the usual question. "20, 20," answered the shepherd, thinking he had done a feat. But to St. Gabriel it still seemed few, and so that he would encourage him to continue, the next time they met, St. Gabriel Pacenti brought, with due permission, a medal of the Virgin Mary. When he saw the shepherd, he ran towards him, and with his own hands hung that garment around his neck, with such exquisite kindness and delicacy, with such a kind and heavenly smile, that the shepherd could not speak out of emotion. At the time that he hung the medal, our saint told him, "Every time you look at this medal, you will pray a Hail Mary." This was in the morning. In the late afternoon, St. Gabriel came again to call the shepherd to account. The latter, full of satisfaction, replied, "From morning until now, I did nothing but pray Hail Marys." Then St. Gabriel, impelled by a truly cordial jubilation, clapping his hands, exclaimed, "Magnificent! Bravo! Very brave! Way to go! Always try to do the same!" The impression was so great that these applauses that the saint did were never forgotten by the shepherd. Much later, the shepherd himself testified to this fact in the beatification processes. In 1861, St. Gabriel Pacenti fell seriously ill. The whole community joined in prayer to ask God for his health, but God had other plans. Two or three months before he died, he suffered the first hemoptysis from tuberculosis. The last 10 days of his life came another hemoptysis so alarming that the doctor judged that his life was in danger and ordered that the last sacraments be given. A high fever came to him that sometimes made him rave and that in the end led to his death. Father Norberto tells us, "When he was already seriously ill, I asked him to pray for his health. I and the community prayed for him. He did it out of obedience, but some days later, when I was alone with him, he told me, 'Father, let me better ask the Lord for a good death.' I replied, 'Ask for healing, if it is good for your soul and for the glory of God. Otherwise, may he grant you a good and holy death.' St. Gabriel Pacenti promptly obeyed. When he raved, he only said or did religious things, such as bowing his head, uncovering his head, putting his hands together, and repeating, for example, 'Pray for us,' or 'Holy Mary, Mother of God.' Sometimes they asked him, 'What do you say?' 'I pray the rosary. Why don't you kneel?' And the companions, to give him pleasure, knelt down." Father Norberto notes, "One day, while all the religious were at Mass, I stayed with him. When I wanted to give him communion, he asked me to receive it on his knees. I said to him, 'You cannot. Receive the communion lying down.' 'At least,' our saint answered me, 'let me receive him kneeling on the bed.' But I refused him, and he made a great sacrifice." And he adds, "Sometimes he repeated prayers like, 'Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, may my soul die in peace with you.'" On February 18, 1862, he received viaticum, or extreme unction. On February 26, the community went to rest, but Father Norberto, his master and spiritual director, stayed for a few moments with St. Gabriel Pacenti. Our saint began to make invocations, and Father Norberto comforted him. The demon was attacking him with force. He was delirious and said at one point, "How did those women get in here?" Father Norberto helped him. He poured holy water, and the demon left. When the last hour arrived, he held the image of Jesus crucified and of the Virgin Mary against his chest. And with his eyes raised to the sky, bright as stars of joy, he shouted aloud and with a smile, "My mother, come soon," and our saint was calm. His breath slowed. I rang the bell to call the community, which was in prayer in the choir, and they came to see our saint to assist him and pray for him. Suddenly his face turned, smiling, his eyes fixed to the left, as if struck by a great vision and moved by a great majesty. Thus he simply stopped breathing and passed into the other life, like one who falls asleep with his eyes fixed on that place, with a smiling face and with his hands clasped to the image of Jesus and our mother, the Virgin Mary. It seemed to me and others that in those last moments, he was allowed to see our mother, the Virgin Mary, who came to receive him and take his soul. It was February 27, 1862, between 6 and 7 in the morning. He was 24 and a half years old, having received the Passionist habit. It was a Carnival Thursday, the day when St. Gabriel used to make amends to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The day our saint died, his body remained in the cell all day, lit by a lamp and successively visited by the religious. At dusk, his body was transferred to the church, where he stayed all night. The following day, the funeral was celebrated that was not luxurious, but very devout. Our saint was buried in one of the tombs of the temple, because at that time the communities could bury the deceased in the churches in Italy. 30 years later, on his grave, they placed this inscription. In English, this means, "Body of the servant of God, Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, a professed cleric of the Congregation of the Passionist, placed in this place on October 18, 1892, 30 years after his death." On this mound, a white marble mausoleum was later built, in the center of which a beautiful image of the saint can be seen, holding with his hands that same image of Our Lady of Sorrows, which he had clasped with so much fervor against his heart at the hour of his death. In Isola lived a young woman named Maria Mazzarella, from a very honorable family, highly appreciated by all for her gifts and virtues. From an early age, very serious diseases took hold of her body. Her stomach, her spine, and lungs were the target of those illnesses. No remedy was able to stop the disease. The poor girl could not stand up, nor be in bed. She spent her days in a chair, between 5 or 6 pillows, almost without moving. She did not sleep, nor did she eat. A sip of milk was her only food, and it made her nauseous. "When I saw her for the first time," says a witness, "I was horrified. The only thing that differentiated her from a corpse was a very faint thread of labored breathing." Dr. Tattoni, after recognizing her, declared that a cure was absolutely impossible, assuring that the patient did not have lungs, which were already completely consumed and turned into a mass of corrupted matter. It was advised to her parents to ask to St. Gabriel Pacenti for his intercession, and even the dying woman believed to see the Virgin Mary in her dreams, who recommended the same to her. None believed such a vision, but a relic of St. Gabriel was sought, applied to the young woman, and a triduum was started in honor of the servant of God. The patient sipped a few drops of water with a little dust collected near the saint's tomb. On the third day, she was notably worse. Everyone thought that she would not arrive the next morning. Her mother, seeing that her daughter was not cured, wanted to take her relic from her, but the sick woman objected, saying that she should have it until the full 3 days had passed. As soon as she said this, she fell asleep peacefully, to the great admiration of her family, because she had not slept for a long time. She didn't wake up all night. Who can explain what happened during that time? The next morning, she comes out of sleep, and she is in full health. She is agile, vigorous, robust, as if she had never suffered from any disease. It is impossible for her to discover the slightest trace of the terrible evils that had placed her on the brink of the grave. Her wasted lungs appeared intact, her spine in complete normality. Her gangrenous sores were healed. Driven by unspeakable joy, Maria jumps out of bed, dresses, and begins to eat with an excellent appetite. Her father, mad with joy, leaves the house crying, unable to repress or explain his deep emotion. The neighbors started to say from the tears of her dad that Maria has just died, and they hurry to contemplate her dead body. They enter and bump into not a deceased, but a smiling, plump, beautiful young woman. The astonishment was immense. 2 days later, the blessed woman, barefoot, accompanied by all her relatives, also barefoot, and by the entire town of Isola, went to give thanks to her famous benefactor and to prostrate gratefully before his grave, that is, to our Saint Gabriel Pacenti. Her cure was on October 23rd. The miracle was palpable, evident, because several doctors and the entire town had recognized the very serious condition of the patient. Hundreds of witnesses came to testify in the ecclesiastical courts. After lengthy examination, the Sacred Congregation of Rites approved it. This was the first prodigy that was proposed to obtain the beatification of the servants of God. Another case. A poor villager named Domingo Tiberi suffered from a very dangerous hernia, which had bothered him for 12 years. Overwhelmed by the continuous work of his office, he did not take the slightest precaution for the disease that afflicted him for so long. The disease took advantage of his neglect, progressing daily until it reduced unhappy Domingo to a truly horrible state. Several witnesses state that one could not look at it without being horrified, because the dimensions of the hernia were appalling. One day, the poor man experienced such bitter pains that he thought his last hour had come. Not knowing what to do to calm himself down, he leaves the house, crawls down the road, and reaches the tomb of our Saint Gabriel Pacenti. There, he exposed to our Lord Jesus Christ the insufferable tortures that he suffered, begging him to heal him for the merits of Saint Gabriel Pacenti. Then, animated with lively faith, he pleads the same to Saint Gabriel Pacenti and touches the slab which covers the relics. At the same moment, the pain ceases. Startled, Mr. Tiberi withdraws his hand to feel the lesion and cannot find it. Everything has disappeared. Domingo was healthier. Without loss of time, he was brought into the presence of four doctors. None of them could notice the slightest trace of hernia or even perceive the scar from the rupture. One of these doctors, boasting in disbelief, declared it impossible that Domingo Tiberi had ever suffered from any hernia. And there were hundreds of witnesses who had seen him and who, called to the ecclesiastical courts, confirmed their assertions under oath. Another beautiful case. Juan Battista Cerro, an honored farmer from Pontecorvo, Italy, had enjoyed all his life in excellent health, but as he entered the age of 50, he felt tormented by severe joint pain that terribly tortured his spine. These pains increased daily, and resulting from them, the unfortunate farmer was bent so much that he could not take a step or perform the smallest work without leaning heavily on his indispensable cane. His situation was very sad. As the doctor had told him that he could not be cured, and his poverty did not allow him to seek extraordinary resources, he continued in that lamentable state for more than 15 years. He was getting so bad that he already preferred death to suffering that unbearable torment. When his pain was most acute, he learned that solemn services were held in the Passionist Convent in honor of St. Gabriel Pacenti. On May 16, 1908, he went with great difficulty to the convent. As he entered the church, he saw that it was completely packed with the faithful, and he had to stay at the door. From there, he raises his eyes to the image of St. Gabriel Pacenti, surrounded by lights, shining brilliantly in the middle of the main altar. Full of confidence and from the depths of his heart, he exclaims, "Blessed Gabriel, make me throw away this cane forever, or else I would like to die once and for all." At that very moment, our man is completely healthy. Erect, like a proud young man, he returns home with his cane under his arm, arrives, hangs it on the wall, diligently examines himself, and is as healthy and whole as at the height of his health. Then he and his wife, unable to restrain their joy, burst into tears of consolation, giving thanks to the heavenly benefactor. Something like this is the second miracle. Luis Parisi, a stocky carpenter from a small Italian town called Gallipoli, when lifting a heavy object, tried too hard, immediately experiencing very sad consequences, as his right groin was broken and he was ruined. The curative means that were applied to him were of no use, so Luis, judging his cure impossible, did not want any more doctors or medicines. Suffering with his hernia, he spent no less than 12 years, continually worsening to the extreme. He could barely digest some foods, which caused him great disturbances. Each time his pains increased, he grew emaciated like a skeleton. His eyes grew glassy and his countenance was ghastly. He called a priest to help him. All believed that his death was imminent. A pious person gave the patient a book and a picture of our Saint Gabriel Pacenti. When he read so many healings, especially those of hernias, performed through the intercession of the saint, he also wanted to resort to such a powerful advocate. He placed the little picture of Saint Gabriel in front of his bed, lit a lamp for him, and accompanied by his mother, prayed fervently, asking the glorious Passionist for a speedy healing, and then the injured part was anointed with the oil from the lamp. The next day, he repeated his prayers, but when he wanted to anoint himself with the oil, he found no hernia, no tumor, or even a trace of his illness. He was cured. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.